We're going live now on Blog Talk. Hello, Yusam. It's good to be here. You did not ask me to read the article. You called me and told me you were going to be on TV in a few minutes. And well, I just feel that we see a major crisis and making it short and sweet. An indictment of a former president of the United States of America for what I believe are potato reasons. No other reason, just potato. It's just potatoes as usual. I don't want to say the word politics. You know what I'm saying? Just potatoes. It's ridiculous, and it shows the level. Well, this is the thing that we are seeing in our country. And for those who are blinded to this, I will tell you, please pray for people that don't realize how bad this is, whether they're in a church or whether they claim to be a Christian or not. There is blindness, spiritual blindness. And I don't call the church asleep. I'm saying a lot of the churches are dead. You know what I'm saying? They're dead because without Christ, there's no life. And if the church doesn't have Jesus Christ, they don't have the truth, they don't have any discernment, and they're dead. So we got a lot of people in churches that are not saved. They don't know Jesus. And this is a huge crisis in America. And that's why evil is winning so many people to believe their lies. Because there are no people out there speaking the truth. And when you do now, even the church will not support you. It's crazy. And the lies sound very good. Because it says, don't worry. Everything's fine. Muslims love you. They're all about love and peace. They even believe in Jesus. You have been confronted by Christians in a Christian church and told that. But it is untrue. Well, I didn't want to try to cover too much more news because I believe this is a really important topic, and we have an article to cover which actually ties into the news. Well, you know what that means, don't you? So I unfortunately, I put this on the people who know the Lord to be praying that there'll be some courage evidenced in the Christian community, because that is the only solution here. Honestly, it isn't going to even matter who wins the election, because we don't know that the elections, oh, by the way, they're not going to take down. Now, information, if you question the validity of the 2020 election. So this is good news now. And the point is, will we have an election that's even fair? Will we even have an election? Are we going to just have a selection? But honestly, if Christians are not grieving over the fate of this country, then you are forgetting the welfare of every other country that has Christians. Not Christian countries. We're talking about the people who love Jesus, who are living in countries where there is so much persecution, and the United States goes down, it's like the end, not just for us, but for all those Christians around the world. Yeah, and that's where Paul's pointing out, this guy is now in charge of immigration policy. Let's see, Usama, how much trouble is it for a Christian who is persecuted in a Muslim country to get permission from an American embassy to come to the United States? That's right. Hey, when I started my website, End Times in America, do you know now I can't even keep my email. They don't want even that title, End Times in America now. When I did this in 2003, people went, oh, Chrissy, you're insane. End Times in America. Nobody wants to hear that, right? Now I can't even have a website. I can't even get email. It's like, oh, you can't say that now, because you know why? Because maybe people might think it's true. Before they thought it couldn't be true. Now they're thinking, oh, no, that can't be true. We don't want to say that. They're afraid that people will begin to think we are in serious trouble in America. And we trust him. We don't trust the wisdom of men. We don't trust the wisdom and foolishness of human beings, but we have a God we can trust.
directions.
Were there some Jewish representatives too? Well, we're not. Yeah, I was just saying, I think there were representatives from the Jewish community that were involved when Trump was in there. Yeah. Well, the most recent one that comes to mind that most people heard about was the shooting and killing of Christian adults and children in a Christian school by a transgendered. Oh, that works really well. No, I was just going to say someone was asking, Paul, if you could put the article. Do you have the article on the screen? Oh, okay. I apologize. Yes, I got you. Okay. Well, and more than that, I think what it tells us about the current situation for Christians in this country is that you are being told that Christians cannot determine how to protect themselves. It's kind of like saying to any American citizen, you have no right to protect yourself. Just call the police. Oh, problem is, we have a shortage of police officers. So please allow 3 to 4 hours for them to respond to your phone call. That is what it's like. It's like telling Christians, oh, yeah, we're going to have this group that's going to figure out how to protect Christians. I'm sorry. Yeah, they'll watch out for you. Call the jihadists to protect you from attack. Oh, Paul, they're saying they're watching on YouTube. They're just asking if you could put it. No, on the screen in our program. Oh, well, I guess that's what happened. You asked him to do something. He should be back in a minute. Do you want me to? I'm not. I have the article that I'm reading. Okay. He left off discussing the members of the group, which include Al Sharpton, three Islamists, as they're being called. We know that's not a real name. A rabbi. Now, here we have the Jewish community coming in. No, remember that this is being written by Christians. This is Paul back. All right, Paul. Okay. Is it okay if I read the finish what I was saying about a rabbi? Because I left off with rabbi, and I want him to understand who the rabbi is, who calls a rabbi who calls abortion a righteous procedure and an LGBTQ activist, among others. And then he goes into details, yeah. No, I'm reading the article on Dr. Rich Swire's site, which is one that it's the same information, yes, but I'm not sure where it is on your screen, but we'll find it. Go ahead. Hey, Christians, yeah. Yeah, and many Jewish people don't agree with him. But that's the one the Biden administration. What's at the end of that too, don't forget. Pedophile. Well, I know, but you don't have a letter for that yet. It'll be coming. It's MAP. MAP, M-A-P, is minor attracted person. That's their thing for pedophiles. Yep. Ah, oh, yes, that was fun. That was one of his characters. Yeah. 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 And he was standing there with them, acknowledging and supporting them, you know, like they had their arms on each other. Yeah. Anyway. Hold on. I want you to touch on one other thing, that his support, if you scroll back up just a little, I think that was something I wanted to just bring attention to, that Brown, All right, this is the Rap Brown, again, his name, Jamal al-Amin. He was a murderer, wounded his partner. They're trying to get him to be set free because they're saying he's a political prisoner. This is the murderer. But what else this guy is involved in is working on establishing an Islamic state within the United States. So we're not talking about someone who is just killed a police officer. We're not talking about someone who's a danger just because he's a criminal. We're talking about somebody who's been involved. That's why they raided that center, if I understood the article right, was because... Well, I just wanted to understand that we're talking about a political movement, not just they want to establish real law. No, they were actually engaged in activities to do that. That was their goal, to establish an Islamic state in the United States. And the reason I mentioned that and why I want to talk about that is because we have these compounds around the United States that are I'm not disputing what is the reason for the raid. I want people to understand when they're trying to establish an Islamic state in the United States, they have property. They Yes. And this has been done by other groups besides Muslims. We know they can do it. There's a city or an area in Oregon where the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi established a community there, okay? And they said in Oregon there was no way you could have like a foreign government governed by something not the Constitution. They came in there. They took over the whole area, and then they voted in all their own people into offices to govern, and they are now not living under the Constitution. That's what I'm saying. When you say we're going to establish it, yes, and it's also been done by what's the group? The other, yeah. I mean, this is a real thing. It could happen. And we don't. Yeah, well, exactly. That's why I had all those little boys who had no parents, because their parents were killed. Why? Because they were Christians in the Sudan. Yeah. No, I know you said this when you were doing the presentation on revealing the truth about Barack Hussein Obama, and then later in Freedom and Surrender. You talked about this man will change the America for good because of the people you put in power that are Muslims. And they're before you go on, realize what is going on in India. Hindus are targeting and persecuting Christians really at an extreme level to protect the Christians. Sorry, I missed the point. Yep, they are. I'm sorry, I will, but I just wasn't there for a second. Let's check something else out. So let me read that. Past, which one? Moshe? Or Moshe? Okay, Moshe Hauer of the Union of Orthodox Christian or Orthodox Jewish Congregations of America criticized New York State's overbearing regulations of Jewish religious schools, which are called yeshivas. And the rabbi thanked Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, for offering a religious liberty amendment to the Respect for Marriage Act that most faith-based groups found legally useless. His response to the Supreme Court's pro-life Dobbs ruling proved muted. The Orthodox Union is unable to either mourn or celebrate the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, the group said. So here's a rabbi who's probably, maybe not. Maybe he's not even, doesn't even believe in God. You know, there are a lot. I wanted to mention a couple things that were asked in there. Is this the last one of Paul? Okay. This one includes this group that Pastor Gabriel Salguero is a part of, that it also includes Salvation Army, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons. And that's why he asked if earlier somebody asked if there was an issue in Utah about them banning the Bible in elementary school. I wanted to address that real quickly, that Mormons don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. They state in their doctrine that they believe it insofar as it's translated correctly. But you see, that leaves a lot of questions like, well, how do I know if it's correct or not? And so basically that is a part of what they want the Bible out of the way so they can promote their other doctrines, the Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, Pearl of Great Price, and the writings of various prophets of the church. So this banning of the Bible in Utah does not surprise me. It disheartens me because I'm hoping more Mormons will read the Bible and realize it is the Word of God. But I don't know if that'll happen. You know, it's really sad because when you look at the list of people, it looks to me, and perhaps I'm wrong, but you know, the devil always has the way he tries to make things look logical, even though they're evil. And it just seems to me that they're putting together these people to come up with a way and a reason that these churches are being attacked. It's stuff they're doing wrong. So we're going to point out how they need to change so they won't be back. That's it. Yeah, and they're going to say, hey, you shouldn't be doing this. I mean, these people are all there to protect you by telling you what you're doing wrong. Yeah. That's right. I was just going to say, this is where the document starts. Yeah. You saw me. I did want you to mention, because while you were living in Egypt before you actually came here permanently, these things were still in place. Because you were telling me about, you have a bathroom that's not working and you need parts to fix it. You can't. Sadly, those Muslims that are in the churches will be spying on the Christians. And what? Or their names either. Do you remember when there was a big uproar because they had a teddy bear in the classroom and they named the teddy bear Muhammad and woo! Yes! Yeah, she got crazy. You know, I read another article which was very interesting. It is a Jewish publication, and it talks about this. I just thought this was a good illustration of how they address the Pact of Omer. There's a lot of, I think, lies, misinformation, and deception about what the Pact of Omer was. It was like being promoted by different Muslim sites. Oh, see, this is the wonderful way the Muslims treated the Christians. That's what they're trying to persuade people. But I liked this particular article because the introduction to it said, this so-called Pact of Omer is of uncertain authorship and exists in various versions. It's a document that regulates the behavior of Christians and Jews in Muslim lands. Supposedly, it was originally given by the Caliph Umar ibn al-Khattab as a treaty to the Patriarch of Jerusalem, Sophronius, but in actual fact, it's a reflection of customs that evolved in the lands conquered by the Muslims under Umar bin Aziz and later Caliphs. So I don't know if that's true. But it says the document illustrates the position of Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, and others in a Muslim society where they were protected provided they knew their place, which means, as they go into it, they were not given an option here. People, this is being presented to educate people on the internet saying, oh, yes, the Christians said, please, you know, we want it done. Like, that's right. That's right. That's, you know, that's the we're telling the truth about what this is, but we are a minor voice when there's so many others that are out there. And I had to look up all over the place to find one or two that actually told the truth about it. The others were all sugarcoating and talk about how wonderful it is. These are the wonderful ways the Muslims treated the poor Christians in these countries just because they were good to them and helping them. It's sad. It's really sad. Yeah. Bless everybody. Thank you.